This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Lin and Aiman. And in the studio with us right now is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, or the MCMC, held a briefing on how it's going to enhance lives, the way we stay connected, the way we do business, and keeping it affordable going forward. And we recently heard about a 21.6 billion ringgit budget for it. What details do you have for us?
So yes, the NFCP has been estimated to cost about 21.6 billion ringgit, but that is just an estimate. The funding firstly comes from the Universal Service Provision Fund, while the other half will be from the capital expenditure of telcos in Malaysia. So the USP, that's the trust fund managed by MCMC, it comes from the 6% licensees paid towards the USP fund. So MCMC estimates that to be about 9 billion ringgit or so ringgit. So it sort of makes the 21.6 billion ringgit sort of balanced out between that fund and what the telcos would actually spend. So among concerns that there might not be enough telco towers to make the NFCP a reality, and the duplication of resources as well. And this is where MCMC is working hard to iron out. So at the end of the day, the aim is to ensure good data speeds for everyone, maximum coverage at the lowest possible cost for consumers. And speaking of which, MCMC Chairman Al Ishal Ishak has also noted that while entry-level costs have gone down, telcos' profits have not. And, you know, telcos have actually gone better since lowering their prices and improving speeds for us.
Who would ever guess? So this NFCP is not really just about improving tech and connectivity. It has an impact across the country's economy, I suppose, with increasingly more people going online to do their business and to make a living. What are MCMC's ambitions towards this end?
Yeah, you're right about that, because there are entrepreneurs who make as little as 5 to 10K a month. I say as little as because it goes further up. They're just selling stuff online these days, and the World Bank also makes a note of a country's connectivity when studying economic progress of that country. The latest one was back in June, when average prices for basic local broadband services with speeds of 30 Mbps fell by about 30% last year. The average prices of 1 gig plans decreased by 40% due to the mandatory standard on access pricing, that's the MSAP. So this means that the number of fixed broadband subscriptions actually grew by a factor of 8 to 1.2 million subscribers as at end 2018, meaning more people are coming online. And according to the MCMC chairman, this impacts the country's GDP significantly.
Fixed broadband penetration, we are now 8.1, yeah? If we can increase by 10%, the impact to the economy is by about 1.38%. In 2019 terms, that is lebih kurang 19 billion ringgit to the economy. So we are not just talking about technology. What we do has a direct correlation and impact to our future. The NFCP, it is an economic drive to ensure that companies, society, people are enabled with the infrastructure, and it has got to be comprehensive. It's got to be of high quality, and it's got to be affordable.
So the NFCP will be officially launched by the Prime Minister on September 19th, exactly 2 weeks from now.
I feel like I was at a very gentle rally. I just want to cheer at the
end. It actually felt that way during the whole presentation this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the, what's the word? The belief that's really like driving this project. So talking about the NFCP, I just wanted my chance to say that acronym, get a shot at it. I remember that Opcom Holdings shares received a boost because of speculation that it might benefit from this plan. Are there new developments in this?
So Opcom was co-founded by Datuk Mukriz Mahathir in 1994, and that was likely the basis of the speculation. Mm. But since then, MCMC has issued a statement that neither the government nor MCMC are making decisions on who the technology provider selected would be. As for Opcom's shares, they closed up 5.7% today at 65.5 cents. It rallied from 44.5 cents last Monday last week.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.